the next big thing after the Red Book became, firstly, organising a paperback version of the Red Book when we discovered that the uptake of electronic reading devices hadn't quite reached critical mass and that there were still lots and lots of people whose parents and neighbours and workmates wanted a paper copy. So we started organising, and still in the process of organising, a paperback. And at the same time, we were ready to take our small success with the Red Book and try something new. So towards the end of last year, we decided that the next book we did would be called the Jade Book. And at the time, we assumed that it would be pretty much the same as the Red Book. At the start of this year, Paul started sketching and drawing again, and amongst the landscapes and the portraits came through three conceptual ideas for a cover, the Yin and the Yang book, where the covers could be pulled apart and put together. And Paul hit on this fantastic idea that we could edit two anthologies, that I could edit an anthology with a group of guys, and he could create an anthology with a group of girls, which seemed like a good idea, and I was immediately sold on it. So with the idea that we wanted to keep the integrity of the 10-story anthology, we set off to do some recruiting. And compliments of Twitter, I knew lots and lots of new writers through the hashtag Friday Flash. I had been exposed to lots of amazing work, and through Fourth Fiction I had befriended several really lovely, talented writers as well. So in a moment of enthusiasm, I accidentally invited too many writers. And the next thing I know, we had 10 female writers and 10 male writers, and an idea that we could have a common prologue and a common epilogue. And as I was pitching this idea to Tony Noland, inviting him to be part of Chinese Whisperings and trying to explain exactly what we were going to do, he wrote, "Oh yes, a Maiden anthology," and that's what we got. So the epilogue, the prologue, creates a sliding doors moment, and from that sliding doors moment, and from the two decisions made there, two separate anthologies are created. And at the end, Paul had the wonderful job of bringing both those anthologies together, which he has done in a stunning way. And last Sunday, the 10th of the 10th of the 10th, at 10 a.m. here in Brisbane, we launched three anthologies. We launched the Yin book, the Yang book, and a special edition Yin and Yang combined anthology. And thus ended this part of our journey. So what have we learnt from 2 years of self-publishing? Well, the first thing that we learned is you become everyone. So if you take away the fact that we also have 20 writers writing with us this year, you are responsible for everything. So it doesn't matter if you are a single writer or you are writing with multiple people. You are responsible for everything that a traditional publishing house is responsible for. So you have to ensure that the manuscripts that go to print are well edited, revised, and proofread. They have to be typeset and formatted. And formatting now isn't just about making things look pretty on the page, it's formatting them so that they can be read appropriately on e-devices. And everything is always a little bit different. Mobi creation is a little bit different to EPUB and PDF and the rest of it. You have to do all of your own promotion. You have to create and maintain your website. You have to have a social networking presence. You've got to go out there and flog your book. And as Mark Coker pointed out when I heard him speak on Sunday, as traditional publishing houses continue to behave less like publishing houses, more and more authors are going to say, well, why would I bother doing this for $1,000 or $5,000 advance when perhaps I can self-publish and earn the same amount of money with perhaps a little bit more effort? Thanks for listening.